Good morning. With us today, we have Tony Koppel. Tony was in the station, and I've asked him about his thoughts and what do you think the outcome would be of the problems that we're having in the United States and in Canada, from the market to communication and travel. I mean, as an example, my ex-wife is stuck in Ohio where she flew from Hawaii yesterday and was stuck in the plane, and they've landed and they're just stuck there now waiting to get home because there are no planes flying.
Yeah, actually, my wife, Laurianne, is currently in the UK. She flew there from Kenya 2 days ago, and she's staying with my mother, and she was due to come back to Ottawa on Friday, but I'm beginning to have doubts that she's going to make it, because all the flights, of course, are grounded in North America at the moment, and one hasn't any idea how long this is going to go on for. I first heard the news about 8 o'clock this morning. What a day it's been. I was listening to financial news on BBC World Service, and he said a plane has just flown into the World Trade Center, and the markets have dipped. Well, of course, everyone thought that it was just some, a Cessna or something like that. And throughout the day, it has become an absolutely horrifying story. I can't remember anything like this at any stage in my fairly long life. And I was in the services for a part of it. So nobody knows, and nobody's really qualified to talk about this situation. So I guess we're no worse than anybody else in terms of our general feelings about it. But, I mean, my first comment is it is huge, and it's probably going to get worse before it gets better.
I do believe you, yes.
There are so many areas of life that it's going to affect. You mentioned about air travel and so on. I think that all sorts of fallout is going to come from this, and things are not going to... I couldn't help thinking about the year 2000 scare that we had a couple of years ago, which didn't really happen. But I think we've now got everything that we were expecting then. We're going to have to go through now, because systems and various other things may have been impacted by this. Thank God for the internet. I gather that things are still okay on the net. My feeling is that it's really beyond most people at the moment to even grapple with this. I'm somebody who tends to pray a lot, and I think very seriously prayer is something that we should be doing at this time. In fact, I know over Ottawa tonight there have been prayer vigils in numbers of the main churches across Ottawa, and I'd commend anyone who's worried, and we all are, to go and join other people who feel in the same sort of way about that.
I should point out that we are saying it's Tuesday. It is Tuesday evening, quite late. We're going right through with this. We haven't gone home, and we will be going out to you tomorrow morning at 9:30 on Wednesday morning. So we are making this tape now because we feel it has to be said.
And in fact, in the next 10 hours or so, who knows what's going to happen? This is a minute-by-minute thing. And we've all been glued to our TVs and our radio all day long today. It's just taken over the whole area of life for many people. And internationally, too. Who knows who was responsible? But one thing I'm quite sure is that they will find out. And from what I'm hearing, strong action is almost inevitable.
That's the scary part, and I really, really do hope, as I've mentioned earlier, that stronger heads will prevail. You know, a tit for tat is one thing, you know, but this is a big thing. When you say 50,000 people were in the World Trade Building at any one time working, and there were as many as 150,000 people a day, thank goodness it was very early in the morning and there wasn't that many people there yet. But that would be more than everyone who was killed in Vietnam.
Yeah. And, I mean, we don't even know for sure if we've come to the end of this destruction yet.
No.
And people were commenting. I heard somebody comment on the radio, what were the security services doing? Well, I'm afraid there are some things that security services cannot possibly do anything about. You cannot control a kamikaze pilot in a commercial aircraft.
No.
I mean, what do you do other than ground all the aircraft for good? It's we live in a free society here where we take risks with security because the alternative is unthinkable. And sometimes things like this can happen. But obviously there's evil in the world, and it has to be rooted out. I'm hopeful, I mean, let's be not too pessimistic for a moment. I'm hopeful that the major nations of the world, all of the major nations of the world, will actually band together here, and old enemies will actually come together and work towards ridding the world of this evil, wherever it is. I mean, it's some sort of terrorist attack. I think that's very clear. And those guys have got to be somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the one thing that may be saving us, and we are broadcasting on it as well, is the Internet. We're worldwide on the net. So this is still clear. Everywhere in the world, this is being picked up.
And I like to think that the Internet can be a major force for peace in the world, because it's not possible any longer for people to hide things from populations. The word gets out. I think that's very, very important. Thank goodness that we have that tool today, because there have been times in the past when things would happen in one part of the world and nobody knew on earth what was going on. You can't hide that any longer.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank you very much for coming in. I really appreciate it.
It's hardly a pleasure to talk about these things, but it's something that we just cannot ignore.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Tony Koppel.